Petty?
Hello?
Yes, Jim.
I merely called to congratulate you on the excellent manner in which you handled that situation.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
I think it was well done.
Well?
Now, I just want to ask one question. I was thinking of issuing another statement when they have that conference at Hershey.
Yeah.
Would you find any objection?
No, hell no. No, I think you make good statements, and I like them.
I'll do it along the same lines, you see, and appeal to the sound Republicans not to do thus and so.
Yeah.
On purpose of that, as you can rightly, is to keep them in a divisive manner, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
All right,
that's
I didn't want to do it, and I think the best time to do it is just before they meet rather than now.
Yeah. What do you think this fellow's going to do? Is he going to come up there to run for senator or what?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you handled that exceptionally well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. They were moving in pretty fast, and
I'm delighted you handled it. Nothing can be done now. You're in good position as you would have been anyway. But I think it clears the air in good shape. Now, if he comes up here, I have no feeling one way or the other on that.
Mm-hmm. Are your leaders up there all right? I think they all are, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all right. There'll have to be some leadership in this after the campaign, after the convention. You can't do very much between now and then, you see. But I'll talk to you in some of these days, and I'll give you some ideas that I might have.
Wagner's coming down here today.
I see.
You got any suggestions, anything I'll say to him?
No, I don't think so. No, of course, I hope you're not giving any consideration to him. That would be...
Mm-hmm.
All he does is point committees. I say that not unkindly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
You've got to have a strong man, and I'm sure you'll select him.
Yeah. How important is it we have a Catholic, Jim?
Beg pardon? Oh, I don't think it's important at all.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. If I did, I'd tell you, you know. I don't think it's that important.
What do you think about...
I'll tell you why I don't think it's important. I think then from then on, both parties will have to be naming... One or the other. Then you're going to get pressure from the Jews, and justly so, and the Italians, you see?
Yeah, what do you think about fellows like Brown and Ribicoff and Humphrey?
Well, of all three, I think Humphrey's the outstanding man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any question about it. I think he's created an image around, and he's an articulate fellow.
Mm-hmm.
And he conducted a hell of a fight for you on that civil rights bill. I think that the public has a different picture of him now than they had, say, 5 or 10 years ago. As between, I think Brown's in the same position that Wagner is. I don't think he can make up his mind. He pops off too fast. I'd say, I know nothing about McCarthy, but I don't think the Catholic end of it is important. And if I did think so, I'd tell you. I don't like the religion brought into it that we must have a Catholic, or we must have a Protestant, or we must have a Jew, or we must have an Italian. I don't like that.
Yeah, that's what Spellman says. Spellman says just what you say.
Yeah, why, of course. It isn't, and you're in a position to do that, and everybody would understand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my opinion is, if you ask mine, I think Humphreys is the ideal fellow.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good gut fighter, too, and you know and I know what that is.
So I haven't seen or heard anything of Bob Woodruff. I invited him up for something and he couldn't come. Is he sick or is he...
No, he's all right. He probably couldn't make
is
it.
He
but if I were you at some dinner you had...
Is he for Goldwater?
Hell no. Hell no. They tried to... Between you and me, I tried to get him to go out to San Francisco. And this is very confidential.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't go. They wanted to go out on the train with him and he wouldn't go. No, no, he's for you. You didn't worry about that. You didn't even worry about that, period. I kid him, though. I said, I'm glad you're back in our party now. He said, I never left. I said, the hell you did. He went right, and I wish that's different. He's all right, and I'm glad you sent that picture to him. They tell me he has it framed in a very prominent position in his office there.
Thank you, Jim.
He's all right, and I'd suggest, if you don't mind, sometime you're having a dinner for some of these important folks. Invite he and Nell. They used to get there a lot under Eisenhower, you know.
Yeah. I'll do it.
Okay.
Bye.
Now, I'm at this end of the wire anytime you want me.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, bye.